From WHQR Public Media in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is Coastline. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. New Hanover Regional Medical Center could soon be up for sale. The county-owned hospital system, approved by voters in the early 1960s and opened in 1967, is doing well. So well, in fact, that last year, NHRMC posted a nearly $80 million increase in its net position. The year before that, it finished with a $98 million surplus. That's revenues over expenditures, essentially the profit, folded back into NHRMC. If, on September 3rd, New Hanover County Commissioners pass a resolution of intent to sell, the next step would be creating a request for proposal. According to a county press release, the actual sale could take more than a year to complete. Officials say in that release that any buyer would have to show how they would advance current NHRMC priorities, including improving access to care and wellness through more consumer-centric options, advancing the value of the care through higher quality and lower costs, effectively managing public health to not only treat the sick but keep people well, and achieving health equity through community partnerships and activities that remove barriers to care, enabling residents to achieve optimal health. A study by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that examines the effects of hospital consolidation on prices, costs, and quality of care across the nation finds that hospital consolidation generally results in higher prices. This is true across geographic markets and different data sources. When hospitals merge in already concentrated markets, says the study, the price increase can be dramatic, often exceeding 20%. Researchers consistently find hospital competition improves quality of care. Healthcare economist Marvin Gaynor of Carnegie Mellon told Congress last year that medical prices are high and still rising. They vary in seemingly incoherent ways. There are serious concerns about the quality of care, and the system is sluggish and unresponsive, lacking the innovation and dynamism that characterize much of the rest of our economy. One of the reasons for this state of healthcare in the U.S., says Gaynor, is lack of competition. Since local officials announced their intention to explore a possible sale on July 23rd, that's when the announcement came, the public discussion has evolved. It began with sale enthusiasts touting a roughly $1 billion windfall for the county. It took more than a week for concerned local stakeholders to get their voices heard. And even now, about 2 weeks after the initial announcement, opponents and skeptics of the sale are just beginning to make their cases for more information and a slower process. Today, we're going to explore the case for selling, what other options might be on the table for local officials, and we'll unpack the concerns that have arisen through our own interviews with sources both on and off the record. With me in studio today, John Gizdick. He is president and CEO of New Hanover Regional Medical Center, the county hospital system that could soon be on the sale block. John Gizdick, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you.
Jeff James is CEO of Wilmington Health Associates, a local multi-specialty medical group. Jeff James, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rachel. Great to be here.
And of course, New Hanover County Manager Chris Coudray. Welcome to the program, Chris.
Thank you.
Coudray. And we're inviting you to join the live Wednesday discussion. Do you support or oppose a sale of NHRMC? Why? What questions do you have that you think still need to be answered? You can call us during the live show at 910-343-1138. You can also send an email to coastline@whqr.org. John Gizdick, what needs to change for NHRMC? Where exactly should the system be making more money?
Well, I'm not sure this is necessarily about making more money. I think really as we look at the health system, we've been county-owned for 52 years, and we receive no local tax subsidy. That is a common misperception in the community, and so we are 100% self-sufficient. As we look at the future of healthcare, and there are challenges that we will face in our industry, but more importantly, as we look at the growth of this community and the investment that is going to be needed to continue to meet the growing demand for healthcare services in our community, we see more than $1 billion needing to be invested in health resources in this community just from our health system alone. And so it's about being able to afford that growth and being able to sustain that growth going forward. At the same time, as a community, we want to improve the health of our community. We want everyone in our community to be healthier, not just coming for sick care. How do we keep them well? That will require investments in social determinants of health, things like housing and food and education. And so where will those resources come from, and how do we make those investments to improve the overall health of our community?
So you're talking about taking this, if an HRMC were to be sold, taking that profit and investing it in these other sectors of the community.
Yeah, I think the important thing to start with is, I know Chris and I are not here advocating a sale. And so...
You know, it has sounded like that up to this point.
So what I am certainly advocating, I won't speak for Chris, is we ask a question. That question is, if this is what's important to our community, if this is the future we want for our community, those investments in those areas, if this is the future we want for our health system and the future of our health care, how do we get there?
Right.
What are our options?
So let me ask you this then. You're saying it'll be an additional $1 billion investment to create the kind of health resources that this growing community is going to need. But when you look at the body of research that's out there, and Jeff James of Wilmington Health, I think you can affirm this as well, hospital consolidation across the board, there don't seem to be exceptions when it comes to this. And if you can point to examples where there has been lower cost, higher quality care delivered in some kind of reconfiguration of this, then tell us about it. But the research doesn't support that move as achieving what you said you wanted to achieve when you announced a possible sale.
So I think most of that research looks at in-market consolidation, and I would agree with that. A lot of times when you're buying competition within a market, that is certainly for a different purpose and intent. I would also say that we've beat the odds as a county-owned hospital for 52 years now. We have defied the odds by not receiving local tax support. We are the third largest county-owned hospital left in the United States and the largest that receives no local tax subsidy. So we are an anomaly already. And I would submit that our intentions and our goals as part of this process would be to achieve those outcomes.
But once you let go of control, how do you have, certainly you can build stipulations into a contract, but then what if there's a sale after that? Or what if there's another merger? I mean, every contract has a start date and an end date. How do you have any control over health outcomes once you've let go of control?
And that's assuming we control it today. So I would say there is no certainty. There's no certainty today. If we do nothing, that will be a certain path and a future we will live into. If we decide to make a change, then we will need to make the most of that. That is what we've been doing, I can say, for the last 15 years I've been here, but I would guess the last 52 years of really changing and making decisions to improve the health of the community while we explore how best to secure the future of healthcare.
Chris Coudray, what needs to change about the operations of NHRMC? Is this all about what you're saying is a $1 billion investment that's going to need to happen in the future?
I'd like to start by going back to the front end. What happens on September the 3rd if the board votes on the resolution is not the board saying sell the hospital. And I'm going to absolutely support what John said. Neither he nor I are advocating for a sale of the hospital. And it's unfortunate and unintended if it's being viewed as such. But the truth
is, they're voting on a resolution called Resolution of Intent to Sell.
And that is the point that I wanted to make. The law, we have this funny habit of following what the law requires. And the law requires us, if we want to look at an alternative, because somewhere along the way, it's been established that perhaps we should examine something new. The law requires, because it's a county-owned hospital, for the board to take a position. And the position is, we've got an outstanding lease operator in New Hanover Regional Medical Center. The county owns it, but it leases it to that 501c3 not-for-profit corporation. We certainly are not in a position that we need to simply transfer title to the nonprofit corporation or some other hospital system. So there's not a conveyance. if there's going to be a different future of how to fund healthcare, then the board has to consider a resolution of intent to sell. So it is unfortunate that the statute reads the way it does.
So a sale is a possibility. What are the other possibilities?
We don't know. And that is why it's asking a question. And the RFP that collectively healthcare providers, community leaders, others are going to help define what the RFP ought to ask for. That's what the responses are going to be. They may or may not comport with a sell. They may or may not, in terms of the responses, meet the very high standard and bar that I know John Gizdick and me and others, if we're asked to go forward, are going to set in an RFP. The resolution reads as it does, but it should not be, and I don't know how to emphasize this, it should not be read as a decision has been made to sell the hospital. It's very far from the fact, and I can't say to you that the board will adopt the resolution on September the 3rd. If they do, it is not the first step to selling the hospital. It is the first step in examining, is there an ownership model that best provides and better supports healthcare for the next 52 years?
You're listening to Coastline. We're learning what the future could be for New Hanover Regional Medical Center and what that could mean for the region. When we come back from this break, we're going to hear from some listeners. You can reach us either via email on this Wednesday at coastline@whqr.org or give us a call at 910-343-1138. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to Coastline, I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. New Hanover Regional Medical Center could change ownership if county commissioners approve a resolution of intent to sell on September 3rd. We're also learning there are other possibilities in terms of management going forward. Before September 3rd, there are two public forums on the matter. Monday, August 19th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Regional Library on Military Cutoff Road. And Tuesday, August 20th at 8:30 in the morning at the Senior Resource Center on South College Road. NHRMC President and CEO John Gizdick, New Hanover County Manager Chris Coudray, and Wilmington Health CEO Jeff James are with us today and answering your questions. You can ask one on this Wednesday by calling us at 910-343-1138 or sending an email to coastline@whqr.org. We heard from JJ, who says, my concern is that a shift from public to private ownership means a move from patient care as the primary concern to one where profit is the governing force. I worry that the need for a private company to make a profit will negatively impact the quality of patient care in Wilmington and the larger region. And I have to say that comment is, it reflects a lot of what we've been hearing over the last several days as we've been putting this discussion together, John Gizdick.
Yeah, so actually I'm glad you asked that question because, again, that is a common misperception that any change in our ownership structure would mean that we are for profit. And so in healthcare, there are really two types of organizations, for-profit and not-for-profit. We are a not-for-profit organization. Within not-for-profit, there are public and private not-for-profit health systems. We are a public not-for-profit. Private not-for-profit is just like us. They're just not owned by a governmental entity. And so about 75% of health systems in the country are not-for-profit. And so it is not a given or a foregone conclusion that any change in our ownership structure would result in us being for-profit. Most likely, we would remain not-for-profit.
Even if you sold to a not-for-profit, you're still talking about an entity that needs to make back its billion-dollar investment if that's the sale price. And so then isn't almost by definition the focus going to be on cutting costs, finding efficiencies? We've heard a lot of off-the-record fear from some from physicians about downsizing and jobs being lost. NHRMC is now, what, the largest employer in New Hanover County? And certainly that is not part of its mission nor its mandate. But wouldn't the focus go to making back that billion-dollar investment?
I don't believe so, and that is the beauty of going through this process and asking this question in a time of strength. Because if, as Chris said, we don't see the type of proposal or the type of partnership that we're looking for, we don't have to do something at this point. For 15 years, we've had a no-layoff policy. Through the worst economic downturn in a generation, we did not lay off a single person. So we did not act like any other organization or healthcare organization in the country, and that does not change before, during, or after this process from my perspective. And so our commitment to our employees remains very strong. They are the reason we are as strong as we are, and making sure any potential partner would not only retain them but grow and develop them would be extremely important.
You're listening to Coastline. We're looking at a potential sale or management change or partnership of New Hanover Regional Medical Center. Commissioners vote on a resolution of intent to sell September 3rd, but there are two public forums before that, Monday, August 19th at the library on military cutoff, and Tuesday, August 20th at the Senior Resource Center on South College Road. Ted, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Yes, I'm interested in knowing, in any possible sale, will there be provisions to prevent senior management from reaping monetary rewards from this? If you recall, about 4 or 5 years ago, there was a proposal floated to privatize management of the company, of the hospital. It was revealed that that would have resulted in senior management tripling their salary.
Okay.
How would he respond to that?
Okay, thanks for your question, Ted. And this is something that I've heard come up also. What is the golden parachute, and would you be willing to sign something? Would the executive team be willing to sign something saying you don't get a penny from any kind of transaction?
Yes. So first of all, would clarify that comment is completely inaccurate.
Which part of it?
About tripling salaries or senior management getting any financial benefit from the management agreement that was contemplated about a decade ago. In addition to that, I can assure you I am committed to this community. I have been here 15 years. I have raised my family here. I have been through hurricanes. I have been through ice storms. This is not about me or anybody on my team getting any type of financial reward. None of our paychecks will change if this deal happens or if this deal does not happen. This is about making sure we secure the future of healthcare in this community and doing what is best for our organization and for our community.
Well, that is part of, I think, what's hard for people to get their minds around. If NHRMC is doing so well and each year it continues to post closer to $100 million in surplus, and it grows its net position every fiscal year, and you're looking at turbulent times down the road, wouldn't you hang on to it because it's working? I mean, what's the case for selling? What you haven't said what needs to change. You've just said we don't know what's in the future. So
when you look at that net position, I have a finance committee meeting tomorrow morning where we present our 2020 budget or forecast, as we call it. When you look at the growth, that $1 billion that needs to be invested to keep up with the growth of our community, on average, that would be $100 million a year over the next 10 years. In addition to that, we spend somewhere between $50 and $60 million in routine capital every year. So that would be $160 million that needs to be invested every year. So if you take that net position of about $80 million last year, that is half of what we need to keep pace with investing in the future of the organization. And so we would not be able to sustain nor afford the growth that is needed, even in the great position we're in now.
Chris Coudray.
Rachel, I wanted to to respond to that, and also it was the first question you asked me, what has to change? And I'm sitting here saying, I don't know. I don't know if anything needs to change. But based upon the advice of a team of people who administer that hospital on a daily basis and do an outstanding job, asking the question is in the best interest of healthcare in the long run. But that does not at all mean that there has to be a change. But we have to always be asking difficult, tough questions to ensure that we, whether it's as a standalone hospital or as some part of a larger entity, that we are all able to provide the very best healthcare at the lowest possible price. So John is not sitting here, nor am I, saying we've got to change. There is a fact, in my opinion, that we need to look at having a different model potentially for ownership in the future. But I fully acknowledge that opens up more uncertainty. John's talked about the uncertainty of healthcare going forward. Asking this question is difficult. It creates uncertainty. There might be a business that's looking to relocate to New Hanover County today and says, wait a minute, I need to hold on that decision to see what comes of this. Certainly it creates uncertainty for outstanding professionals who work in the hospital. I understand that and accept it, but also realize that we have to ask the question, is there a better model for a different future? And nobody knows the answer, and that's why there's the presumption that the county commission's going to choose to sell the hospital, and that is not fair nor accurate. Unfortunately, as I said, the resolution reads as it does.
That's the title of the resolution.
It is.
And also, when you first made the announcement about this exploration, it was held up as this $1 billion windfall that was going to wind up in county coffers. And so you can understand why people would have the perception that county leaders are drooling over a $1 billion cash influx.
So having been in the room when that announcement was made, that was not the primary focus. But we had to be prepared for the question, if you sell it, what becomes of the money? It would have been administrative malpractice to not be able to speak to that. But at no point has this discussion, as it's been framed by professional staff, John, me, and others, been about the money. That is not at all important to the decision of whether or not a sale would happen. But the question naturally came, and I needed to be prepared to address it.
And I want to talk about Gene Merritt, who many people will know. He's a longtime resident here and has been a real estate developer, historic preservationist, public servant in many ways, Wilmington native. He told me that he would like to have a management and performance audit conducted by some kind of outside firm with no dog in the fight to speak of, so that he could really understand where this is coming from. He also said, the point that he repeated again and again was, why would we have out-of-towners manage such an important local asset? Because they just wouldn't have the same stake in the outcomes the way, say, John Gizdick or Jeff James of Wilmington Health would have. And Jeff James, you look like you want to jump in here.
Well, sure. First of all, of course, we understand the reasons why the county needs to ask the question. It's in their fiduciary responsibility to do so. They have an asset that has a significant amount of value, and as fiduciaries and with the responsibility to the citizens of this community, they need to look at it and see if that asset wouldn't be better placed someplace else. So we accept that for sure. I think from a opposition or a support perspective, it's way too early. We haven't drawn those lines yet. There's so much
opposition or support for what?
For a potential sale of the hospital. We haven't drawn those conclusions.
But just taking that piece of it, here's where it gets difficult, because the body of research that's out there, you probably wouldn't sell to a smaller entity, right? This would be about selling to a larger entity, and larger entities across the nation don't show higher quality of care but they do show a spike in price.
That's correct. I mean, anybody who Googles this will see it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And when the ones that talk about the successes at saving cost usually talk about it from the operations perspective, where they're able to consolidate services and, instead of having two computer systems, have one computer system. Instead of having one logistics system, they have, or instead of having two, they have one. Those operating costs, I understand that. But, that is our biggest concern as well, that the cost of care will go up. And so what we want to understand is, how is that not going to happen? John mentioned that there's a $1 billion requirement for a reinvestment in the community. Okay, so we've got an organization that's going to spend $1.x billion on the hospital, and then $1 billion still needs to be invested. Where's all of that money coming from? How much of the $1 billion that the county is going to get is going to be reinvested? If the expectation that the organization who just purchased the hospital for $1.x billion is going to have to put in more, that they're not going to want a return on that, is probably a bit naive. John, one of the things John mentioned was there's a misperception, and he's very right. There's a misperception that if you sell, it's going to become for profit. There's also a misperception that nonprofits aren't seeking a profit.
Exactly.
Because they are, and to credit the leadership of the hospital, they've done a great job at stewarding that resource and that asset of the community, to the extent that their margins are substantially higher than the average margins, to their credit, which is available to be reallocated back into the community. I do have concerns about what happens to the local commitment when outsiders come into the community. Because I want to tell you a quick story. You know, we went through the hurricane, and we are the second largest.
You're talking about Florence.
Florence,
last year.
Right. Mm-hmm. We all went through that. We are the second largest healthcare provider in this area, and there was a time during that hurricane where Wilmington Health was concerned that our generators were going to run out of fuel. We were having trouble refueling that, and refueling our generators to keep some of our core service lines up and moving. When I couldn't get any fuel anyplace else, I called John Gistick.
Yeah.
And an hour later, a truck showed up.
Right.
Is that same commitment going to be there when someone else from out of town comes in?
It is hard to fathom. And I do want to ask you, because Wilmington Health won the first transformation in care in healthcare award by Optum, recognizing extraordinary impact through modernization of infrastructure, advancing care, and empowering consumers. That sounds like what NHRMC is talking about as well. So I want to find out in a moment how you did that. But I do need to acknowledge Jamie's email. She said she's asking, exactly, how will this sale benefit the residents of New Hanover County and surrounding areas? How is the hospital harming us now, and how would that change if it was sold? This is the same question I keep getting, and I got it from a local business person who actually said, who will be able to manage this entity better than the current management? John Gistick.
I think that's a great question. Well, John Gistick plans on being here for the rest of his career. So, I appreciate Jeff telling that story, because I think Jeff's point, and I think the important point here, is healthcare is local. It is local providers taking care of local patients in local organizations. And so those relationships and that commitment cannot change. And that, I think, is what, we want to remain committed to throughout this process. As far as currently we are in a very fortunate situation, both New Hanover Regional Medical Center and New Hanover County, in that New Hanover County does not send us any money, and we do not send New Hanover County any money. And so she raises a good point that there is currently no downside for the community in the current ownership structure. And one of the possible outcomes of this process is for us to remain as is. I think what we're trying to avoid is the potential for needing a local tax subsidy and the need to raise taxes to continue either the operations of the organization or those future investments needed, But again, ultimately, if we don't ask that question, we're never going to know what our potential options are.
Don writes, what do you say to the donors of NHRMC who collectively contributed millions of dollars based on the representation after the sale of NHRMC to a private entity? In other words, it's a nonprofit. Now, many people in the community have given lots of money to NHRMC philanthropists.
The first thing I would say is thank you. Thank you for donating to our organization and for supporting our mission to take care of those who need it most in our community. That does not change. The need for philanthropy, the need for us to continue to donate, and I am one as well, to our foundation so that we can continue the great work that we are doing, mostly for those who have the least, will continue to be very important. And so I would say, Don, thank you, and keep contributing.
Jeff James, we're probably just going to be able to get started on this, but why did you win that award? How did you modernize your infrastructure, advance care, and empower consumers? What is that?
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. So the award was in 2016, Optum First Ever Innovation Award, but that work started well before that. That work started in 2009 and 2010, and it was really the leadership of our board and our physicians that said, we are going to demonstrate quality. We are going to reduce the cost of care. We are going to improve the patient experience, and set us on a course to be able to achieve those results and be recognized for it.
When we come back from this break, I'm going to ask you what that means in practical terms.
You're
listening to Coastline. It's a look at a potential sale or management change or partnership of NHRMC, the county-owned hospital system since 1967. If you'd like to ask your own question on this Wednesday, you can call us at 910-343-1138. Send an email to coastline@whqr.org. When we come back from this short break, we'll have one more segment for you to get that in. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn for Coastline. Listening to Coastline, I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. New Hanover County leaders are considering whether to sell or not to sell the New Hanover Regional Medical Center, the county's hospital system. Since 1967, it's a national trend, the sale of smaller facilities to larger corporations. The consolidation of healthcare in the United States has its critics who say and demonstrate through multiple studies that overall consolidation results in higher costs and lower quality care. However, New Hanover County Manager Chris Coudray has made very clear today a sale is not necessarily in the offing, and leaders are looking at other potential management structures and partnerships for NHRMC. NHRMC President and CEO John Gizdick is here, along with County Manager Chris Coudray. Jeff James, CEO of Wilmington Health, is also with us today. You can ask your own question or make a comment on this Wednesday by calling us 910-343-1138 or sending an email to coastline@whqr.org. It is the last segment, so just a few minutes left to get your question or comment in. Jeff James of Wilmington Health. So you won this award in 2016 for modernizing infrastructure, advancing care, making it a better patient experience. What does that mean in practical terms? What did you do?
Yeah, so, you know, we made some significant investments in technology and people and training and process improvements, and not so different than what's going on at the hospital. We reset our mission and our vision to pursue what we call the triple aim of reducing the per capita cost, improving the health of populations we serve, and improving the patient experience. And, you know, rather than talk about us, though, I think it's important to understand the value of the whole medical community. So we've had some great successes, but at the same time, the hospital has had some great successes in their physician corps. You know, in 2017, this community, between the two of us, one of our organizations ranked number one in diabetes control, the other one ranked number three in diabetes control in the whole country. You know, last year, one of us ranked in the top five in overall quality. The last year, top 5%. The last year, one of the other ones did. So we this healthcare community is one of the strongest I've ever seen in my career, and a lot of that has to do with the facilities that we have in place at the hospital, as well as the commitment to the community that both of our organizations have.
And do you think that this has to do with local leadership
and
the fact that the stakeholders in these facilities are local?
There's no question about that. There's no question. These are the people that we see, you know, in the restaurants. We see them in the theaters. We see them on the street, on Front Street, listening to the saxophone players that play on the street. and so, you know, they're ingrained and embedded in the community. And to risk the culture that exists currently should not be taken lightly.
I want to read part of a letter. Dr. Wayne Varner, MD, sent a letter to New Hanover County Commissioner Rob Zappel, who is a member of WHQR's board, and he writes about 1996 when Cape Fear Memorial Hospital was sold to Columbia HCA. The impact on the delivery of quality health care at Cape Fear was immediate and devastating, he writes. I served on the Board of Trustees of Cape Fear before the sale and remained to chair the local board of Columbia Cape Fear Hospital. The local board became a public relations organ and was allowed no management role under Columbia HCA leadership. Staff was immediately cut by 30% across the entire hospital. No local management left in the hospital administration. The hospital annual bottom line in 1 year went from $100,000 under local ownership to $6 million under Columbia HCA, all of which went to corporate headquarters out of town. He writes, you can afford to take time to watch the Asheville experience and evaluate it, and that's that Nashville-based company, HCA, that recently bought Asheville's nonprofit Mission Hospital. I think Kevin Maurer wrote about that for the Greater Wilmington Business Journal and noted that there is a fund. HCA is going to fold a certain amount of money back into treating opioid use disorder, but the jury's still out. And if that turned into just comparing this to the research that's out there, if that turned into better quality care at a lower cost for Asheville residents, that would fly in the face of what's happening across the country. And finally, Dr. Wayne Varner writes, NHRMC belongs to all of us in New Hanover County and served our region with excellence. Please hold open hearings until the last person who wishes to reflect on this monumental move is heard. How quickly we forget mistakes that were made and prices that were paid. Chris Coudray.
So let me say that there is going to be, even before September the 3rd, an opportunity to continue hearing directly from our community. What I hope happens on the 19th and the 20th is not do we sell the hospital or not, because that's not the question. I hope those discussions, those 2 days, are about what do we as a community want in our healthcare system going forward. If the board were to proceed after September the 3rd, I can think of at least three separate public hearings that have to be held and open to anyone who wants to speak, to come forward and speak about what is on the table at the time. And so this is, and I view it as a positive and beneficial in that it is a county-owned hospital. This requires a very public, open, and I would argue deliberate process. I know there's the concern that this is moving too fast. Well, we announced on July the 23rd that John and I intend to bring a resolution forward some 6 weeks before that resolution would even be heard. If something happens on September the 3rd, it's weeks and weeks, months and months of continued discussion and deliberation. And so,
okay, and we're gonna post online when those public forums are, the August 19th and 20th, and where they are. So we'll have those details. Richard says the hospital is a public service akin to public schools and similar public services provided by government to its residents. Privatization has no place in providing these services when profit becomes the goal rather than service to the community. And this morning, I have to say, I asked a stakeholder in the community, why do you oppose the sale of NHRMC? and he just shot out for the same reason I would oppose the sale of our public schools. John Gistick.
So in most parts of the country, again, we are an anomaly in that there are very few county-owned hospitals or health systems left in the country. Now, whether that's right or wrong, I don't know. But so it is not necessarily a county or government service. Nationally, it is not. And so we are a unique organization. We have been fortunate with our community, with the providers and physician community that we have here. We have an extraordinary medical community. We have just been able to continue under a county-owned structure for 52 years when most health systems have not been able to do that.
Right. We have, sorry, did Jeff?
Well, I was going to say, we're an anomaly in other ways, too, just besides being, you know, one of the last standing. We don't have competition from the East. We're well situated geographically. There's not going to be a shortage of people wanting to move to this geography in the near term. So growth is not going to be an issue. And as the
I didn't understand that. We don't have competition from the East. You mean because of the ocean?
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
And you're saying people aren't going to want to move here?
No, people are going to continue to want to move here.
So we know the population is exploding.
Right. There's going to be no problem with growth in many of the areas that have had to seek partnerships. It's because people are leaving the area, and that's just not going to be the case here. So there's going to be an ever-increasing patient population to serve. New Hanover Regional Medical Center is already really well-positioned within a very large geographic position. So it's not like, yes, we are an anomaly for a number of reasons. And it's not just because we're the last man standing as a county-owned hospital. We have so many positive things working in our benefit that I think they can defy the odds. However,
they can defy the odds and stay county-owned and figure out a way to generate that extra $1 billion.
Yeah, and again, I'm not supporting selling or maintaining. The question is an important question. I think that there are some headwinds that are going to have to be overcome by the county. And we talked about this at break. You know, this issue of cost isn't going to go away. There's very little information and studies that you can look at which says that the cost won't go up and that the quality will. Meaning, in most instances,
you're talking if it's sold, if there's a consolidation.
If there's a consolidation, the likelihood is, based on the vast majority of the literature, that the cost will go up and the quality at best will stay the same, but in many cases it goes down.
Exactly. We have Jordan from Wilmington on the line. Jordan, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. I know there's not a lot of time left, so I'll be as brief as possible. My wife has been working at New Hanover Regional for a number of years, and the general consensus that she has had from her nurse colleagues is an air of uncertainty about the potential buyout of New Hanover Regional. There's already a lot of complaints that I hear from my wife and from her friends of significant understaffing in certain areas of the hospital. The nurses are already working with, you know, limited resources as it is with high patient to nurse ratios. So if this merge were to, or this buyout were to go through, how would that affect the level of resources that these nurses have, the level of staffing, and
it's a good question, Jordan. So, yeah, you're asking about jobs. Thanks so much for your question. I guess it is speculation at this point, but what would happen to the jobs?
Well, that would be an important criteria that we would look at. As I mentioned, we've had a no layoff policy for 15 years, and that is part of our culture. That is the commitment we've made to our organization.
Do you feel like that makes you bloated?
Certainly not.
Okay. So that's a policy that you're proud of.
Absolutely. We have provided stability, again, in that worst economic downturn through Hurricane Florence. We paid everybody to maintain that strong workforce that we have. And to me, the question of resources is one irrelevant of whether we move forward with this process or not. We We are and will continue to invest in our staffing and in our nursing staff to ensure that we can provide exceptional quality care to our community.
Okay, and two more questions that I want to get to. Mary from Wilmington, first of all, Maisie from Lake Waccamaw asked, is the reluctance of our legislature to expand Medicaid impacting this NHRMC decision? And I do need to point to a recent study from Wallet Hub, which was published just earlier this week, ranked North Carolina as the second worst state in the country for health care, better only than Alaska. The study is based on life expectancy, monthly insurance premiums, insured rates, and costs of medical visits. North Carolina, overall, the second worst. But some of the key findings in that study, and this is statewide, this is not looking at NHRMC, John Gizdick. The key findings, it's 45th in terms of average monthly insurance premium, 42nd worst on hospital beds per capita, 35th physician Medicare acceptance rate, and 40th on the worst on the percentage of insured adults. So if we're looking at problems already in healthcare in North Carolina, wouldn't you want to continue local stake ownership and
yeah,
stake
Rachel,
in this?
When you ask what needs to change, all of that
yeah.
needs to change. That's
right.
The journey that Jeff was talking about that Wilmington Health is certainly leading on and we're working together on. And so, again...
So is this lack of Medicaid expansion part of the issue for you?
I think there are many issues that are impacting. Jeff mentioned headwinds in healthcare. There are many. Medicaid expansion,
that's
managed
one of them,
Medicaid...
Though. That would help you a lot if
managed
Medicaid...
26,000 folks in our region would have coverage if it were passed that don't have coverage today. I believe having people insured is better than having them not insured.
Now, if another entity came in... And non-government entity, is it possible, asks Mary, that services such as birth control or abortion for either patients or NHRMC employees would be harder to get? And I think the reference might be to a Catholic hospital. Is that something that people should be concerned about?
No, I would not be concerned about that whatsoever.
Chris Coudray, what would you say to folks who just are having a really hard time understanding why such a well-operated and you know, we're talking strictly financially here when we look at the audits from the last couple of years.
Don't forget the quality and level of employee engagement as well.
Fair enough. What do you want to see come out of this?
So I want to first acknowledge that apprehension. It's real and I understand it. But asking the question is not tantamount to making a decision that we have to have a different model. It is our fiduciary responsibility to look at the asset and do everything possible to protect it. And at a time that we need to ask a question, is there a different and better model? I don't know the answer to that.
Which you're doing. So let's say you sell, and let's say you're happy with the sale and the county gets $1 billion. Where does that $1 billion go?
That is so far down the list of why the board would ever make a decision even to ask the question. But it's fair and why we have to speak to it. It would be reinvested in the community. That $1 billion are assets that are owned by the community. And the right thing to do if we proceeded would be to reinvest it in education, other health care issues, affordable housing, a whole range of opportunities that need to be addressed with or without a change in ownership structure.
And that's this edition of Coastline. Chris Coudray, Jeff James, John Gizdick, thank you all for being with us today. Coastline's producer is Caitlin Freund. Technical director is Ken Campbell. Production manager is Caitlin Hanrahan. Coastline is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.